Oh, okay. Well, it looks like we have A.A. Ron calling the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Mr. A.A. Ron, how are you, sir? Welcome back to the program.
How you doing, Mr. Barrett?
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just what you were talking about with the churches being damaged. I have done that. We've sat in the parking lot and done those types of things before, waiting for somebody to either repeat or come back and do some of the same stuff. You know, I think a lot of places rely a little bit too much on cameras.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they're not, you know, churches are big places, so you have to have quite a few of them to get all the angles and stuff, you know.
I agree.
But, you know, I think if we could catch some of these guys, I'd love to see a judge sentence them to actually have to go for a year or something, you know, to church, that church.
Yeah. Of course, with our luck, they would send them to, like, Father Martin's church for a year.
Well,
so.
Well, that could be a penance all its own, couldn't it?
True. You'd have them converting real quick.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, as far as we don't get enough of it, but we see a lot of the overseas churches definitely being defiled lately, especially in South America and stuff. But
yeah, what's going on in Chile is insane.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you look at that and go, is this how it all ends? You know, is this where it shrinks? You know, and it's like, you got to stop and think about it. It's like, why there and why not here? I mean, we've helped promote this stuff all over the planet. You know, how come we haven't been hit yet, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
As a society. But I don't think we're far behind.
No, I don't either.
Things.
Right now we're on a very thin edge. I mean, it won't take much to actually push us into something like that, which is why the call kind of has to go out to the men of your diocese and your communities. Like, hey, I know the fish fries are fun, but you might actually, I'm not saying be paranoid, but at least take into account what's happening.
Well, I mean, first you got to get men of the parishes to actually want to help the parish besides just showing up at Mass every week and then leaving immediately to get to the football game.
Yeah, you know? That is a problem.
You know, it is a problem. I'm, you know, even trying to, you know, I was able to get a Fatima devotion TLM in our Novus Ordo parish, but trying to get it, you know, I can get people to come and everything else for that, but trying to, like, set up the clubs and get a lot of servers and kids and boys, you know, even visiting the other parishes, it's just a pain to even get people to show up to a coffee meeting to talk about it, you know, because apparently life is just so overwhelming we can't talk about important things like the church, you know.
Well, it's just the end result of what, 20, 30 years of lackadaisical practicing and just integrating and taking the church and then kind of categorizing it as not the focus of your life, but just it's a part of your life. You know, you go on Sundays and you spend your hour there and then you get out and you can go do the rest of the things that you want to do instead of being the thing that you want to do. And that's where you see the problems that you're running into.
Well, I tell you, it was my TLM priest that he was the one that brought up the 50th anniversary of Novus Ordo on, you know, I think it was the first day of Advent, the promulgation by, you know, Paul VI. And you know, my Novus Ordo, I end up going to the vigil at night to do, like I said, the men's club the next day, and not a peep about it. And I even told the pastor about it. I says, don't you feel the springtime, man? You got to let people know how great this is, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but it's not a cricket, so nothing out of it, you know. And, you know, I still, you know, talk to both guys with respect and try to deal with what we got to deal with here in the world. But it hasn't been a good thing, and it needs to change. And I see people wanting to do it, but we still get the pushback from other directions that makes it difficult. And some of that pushback is ourselves just willing to make the commitment to try to do something.
Yeah, you know? It's also, we have the problem that we've become, even, yeah, I can't speak for anybody else, but even those who want to have it, like you say, we get kind of stuck with, like, do we have to do that? And then it's a 1-2 punch of,
they're willing to show up.
Yeah.
They're more than willing to throw a few bucks in the plate. But as far as donating some time or spreading some word or teaching anything or whatever it is, that's where the people draw the line. When you start taking my time away from Netflix, I'm not willing to go that far.
You also have this, you know, the 1-2 punch there, Aaron, of And I know it's almost a joke now, but the Susans from the parish council and that older generation that does not want to relinquish the power that they have attained. And don't, folks, do not think I'm joking when I say, you know, you can tell a lot by a church if you get there 15 minutes early. Who's setting up? Who's on the altar? Is it your priest? Is it a deacon? Is it altar servers who are making sure everything's set? Or is it the 75, 80-year-old woman who's making sure? Seeing who sets up the actual altar will show you who really has control in that parish.
Well, I, you know, like for me, when we do the TLM on, you know, Friday nights, I go in and I have to change everything over. And I do that, you know, and then when it's done, I put everything back for the Novus Ordo. But like Thanksgiving, we went, my wife and I went to Mass. We went to a different parish because, well, that's what we did. So we went out to the other one. It was Novus Ordo, but here comes, you know, the one gentleman strolling up his camo shorts and his five daughters with all ripped jeans and everything else. And I'm like, you know, I just don't want to go back because I don't want to look at that stuff, you know. And, you know, that was just one example, you know, and it's up there, the women doing all the reading, like you said, you know, 65, 70 years old. Up there doing all the readings, all the men just sitting around staring at the floor, you know, never wanting to step up anything, you know.
It's
twofold.
One of the most egregious ones, Aaron, I don't want to turn this into a complaining session, but Let's just get open the lines. What do you want to complain about? But there's a church we used to go to in Fort Worth, and it made me shake my head every time. This woman would veil, and it was a Novus Ordo. She would veil, but then she would wear a pantsuit. I'm like, then what the hell are you veiling for? And I would say that every time as she got up to do the readings. I'm like, you're veiling, but you're wearing a pantsuit. That's kind of tight on you, old lady. So why are you veiling in the first place? So that's kind of what I think
that is going to be the hardest thing to do is pants and jeans and like that with women. They just fight it, you know, relentlessly, because they do want that power. And like I said, especially it's when you go to the Novus Ordo, you know, and most of the older women that run it, God bless their hearts, I think they're just trying to help. But, you know, honestly, a lot of them look like men because they got their short gray hair, they got their sweatshirt, they're wearing their jeans, and they got their combat boots on. You know, they're ready to kick the devil's butt, you know. and so, I mean, like I said, and I think part of that is because men don't stand up. So when I've had, you know, like when I've done something or whatever, I've had those people come up to me and go, you did a wonderful job. You know, you're not looking for, you know, thanks or anything, but you just be polite and say, yeah, thank you, and I appreciate it. I could use some help.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it's the same with the guys, you know, and hopefully eventually it sinks in to people like, listen, this isn't going to change itself. You know, you have got to help, you know.
So I think what we can summarize all this, Aaron, whether it's the church that's been vandalized in Rhode Island or any of the other things you and I talked about, it's really a lack of men. And I am going to point this out. It's a lack of men, you know, pointing to the correct, making sure the order is correct, as Mike Church says. Their order is out of whack. And until we get, you know, that reestablished, we're going to have stuff like this happen. So I appreciate the call, Aaron. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a blessed day.
Bye. You too. God bless.